Part 2, starting now. The chairman reported, "We have had a very successful year's trading, and shareholders will be pleased to see that our profits have increased to £84,900. This is a very creditable achievement, since it means that our profits have increased by 36% over the previous year. This result has been achieved in spite of difficult trading conditions and the problem of obtaining further credit to finance development. As you will see, the liquid assets have been reduced since we have been obliged to purchase fixed assets from our own resources. Although the capital equipment has been fully used, we are still in need of several other items of machinery for next year's project. Naturally, like other businesses in the same position, we are hoping that the Chancellor, in his forthcoming budget, will ease the credit restrictions to enable medium-sized companies, like ourselves, to re-equip out-of-date machinery. One notable factor has been the improvement in our overseas trade position. Exports to the continent and Europe and North America have increased by 11%, whilst exports to the Middle East have increased by 4%. As you are aware, there has been a general unsettlement in the political situation in the Middle East, and this has accounted for the reduction in the expected sales. Labour costs have continued to rise during the year, but so far we have been able to absorb the increase. Another increase is being negotiated at the present time with the Electrical Trade Union, but in this instance the extra cost will have to be earned out of higher sale prices to our customers. This will tend to decrease demand for our products in the next financial year, but increased sales overall should provide ample coverage. The proposed dividend by your directors for the current year is 9%, which together with the interim dividend of 4% makes a total of 13% for 12 months trading. Last year the total dividend was 12%, and so shareholders will again appreciate our improved trading position. £20,000 has been set aside in reserve, and the director's remuneration remains the same as last year. In conclusion, I should like to thank all our employees for their hard work and loyal support, which we always appreciate in the boardroom. We all face the future with confidence and look forward to reporting better results next year. End of part 2.